And remember, wife bashing is haram. Here in these verses, the issue of the beating is mentioned in these verses, but the understanding is not my understanding, nor is it yours. The understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That does not mean, right, the Quran has told me I'm allowed to bash a woman, bring my baseball bat, let me bat her. No, that is absolutely haram. Do you know that a marriage can be nullified by the group of ulama if a husband has bashed his wife? If that was permissible, why then would it be allowed to nullify the marriage just through him having beaten her? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So those people who are going around saying the Quran allows a man to beat a woman, they don't know what they're talking about. The Quran says that when, as a last resort, a woman is not listening and she does not want to look at you when you are talking to her, you may draw her attention by tapping her. That is the term. Darb does not necessarily mean to go out and beat and thump and thud. If that was the case, we would have read so many ahadith of the Sahaba having done that, radiallahu anhum. They didn't do that. But when we read the ahadith, they used a siwak. Do you know what is a siwak? A small stick which is used to clean the teeth, compared to the baseball bats that we are using today. A small stick that is used to clean the teeth, that was only used to draw the attention of the women. That was how they understood wadribuhunna. That is how they understood it. So why should we then try and say, no, the Quran doesn't have that verse, when we go and speak to those modernists and those people who want to now delete verses of the Quran? Don't deny it. Say, look, the understanding is the understanding of the Sahaba. And also over and above that, a woman who's been bashed, you have the right to apply to the ulama, to the bodies, to the ulama authorities in the Muslim countries, to the courts, and that marriage will be nullified on those grounds. If it was permissible, how could it have been nullified? So let's understand the Sharia. There's no loopholes in Islam. And there is nothing barbaric in this Sharia. That is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Abuse is abuse. And Islam does not tell you to be patient against abuse. If you're being abused, then you have to take action and do something about it. It doesn't matter if it's from your parents, or from your husband, or from your wife. You have to take action, you have to protect yourself. It's a matter of sometimes protecting children. You have to do whatever it takes to protect the children. Safety comes first. And if there are situations of danger, then don't say there's a religious verdict or you're not a good Muslim if you did, you know, if you spoke up about it or you tried to do something about it. There's no such thing. That's entirely bogus. It's entirely bogus. There's no such thing. It's dumb that you might think that some wife is being beat by her husband and she goes to the imam and the imam says, well, you know, it's just ibadah for you. You should just have sabah. No, no, that is not this religion. I don't know what religion that is, but it's not Islam. It's not Islam. We have no tolerance in our religion for abuse. There is none. The words of the Prophet ﷺ against abusers are very harsh. The Prophet ﷺ wouldn't even tolerate abuse against an animal. Rasulullah ﷺ cursed the one who, he saw the smack mark on a donkey, and he said, may Allah curse the one who did this. He couldn't stand an animal being slapped on the face. An animal being slapped on the face. It's not something that we take lightly. And that's physical abuse. It's not a joking matter. Seek help. And even if it's a non-Muslim, are you going to go to the kuffar for help? Yes, go to the kuffar for help. And Muslims are not helping you. And if they're professionals that are helping you, then seek the help. Seek the hotlines. If you can find a Muslim counselor, well and good. But protect yourself, protect your children, and do not allow abuse in a family, and don't let it go quiet. Don't let it go quiet. It is not something we can tolerate at all.